Welcome to another Freedom Talk, where Vivek G takes questions from seekers across the world. Freedom Talks happen on Sundays during Vivek G's Meaningful Morning sessions. If you're interested in joining, find out more about Meaningful Mornings on our website, chinmayaniagara.com. Let's tune into this week's questions.
In our Freedom Talk, we take on questions. Our first is coming from Alpharetta. I have some relatives who are very nice people. Good. They do a lot of seva, very responsible, but they have no tolerance towards other religions. I'm so caught in their heated talk about other religions. They try to instigate me too. How do I deal with that? Details of how to compartmentalize your life. Mm-hmm. How many of you can relate to this question? I think a lot of us can. Firstly, whenever we serve, there should be no conditions. Conditions about race, conditions about income. So if someone is serving, but they have conditional service towards this religion, but not towards that religion, that is not true service. That's more like volunteering. There's a force involved. There is ego involved. And so as you observe your relatives, know that there's a difference between true service and conditional service. Next is, your greatest asset is your own quietude of mind or peace of mind, if you can reach that. If someone is able to instigate you, then that means you don't know about this valuable asset. Yes? If you knew how valuable this is, would you give it away? Would you let someone take that from you? And the third strategy on how to reconcile this. When someone is being conditional in their remarks towards other religions, you listen to them and you engage in a dialogue with them in a quiet way. The more quiet you are, the more efficient and effective you will be. And this will move them. And if this doesn't move them, fine. You can't force someone to have a different perspective. And this engagement should not just be with your words. Your service should be unconditional. Because many times people learn more through their eyes than their ears. Next question from Raleigh. How do I know when I have done all I need to do in terms of dharma, especially in child rearing? I feel this role is always developing and do not want to push aside if this is my sadhana. Mm-hmm. Foremostly, the way for all of us to live is to lead ourselves. Whether you're a parent or not, everyone is watching us. I just made the comment that many learn more through their eyes than their ears. If you lead yourself, that means you're engaged in sadhana. You're leading yourself to independent joy. This is the best way to be a parent. It's the best way to be a spouse. It's the best way to be a human being in any and all relationships. Next is, the more needy your child, and here I can generalize this to be the younger your child, the more that is to be treated as sadhana. Your children are older than my children, So me raising my children is more of a sadhana than it is for you. Your children don't need you as much biologically as my children do. Your children can feed themselves. My children cannot feed themselves. And the implication of this, as a child grows older, one should feel less that this is a focus of their life. One should be evolving to serving the community and society. I've shared this endlessly. A sign of attachment is where the majority of your time and effort goes into your children and grandchildren, even though they don't need your help. That is indicative of attachment. And this is what Prince Arjuna is struggling with too. Moha means confusion. Moha means attachment. And one more perspective on how do we be free of this attachment, similar to the earlier question about compartmentalizing. You try to create a parameter of how much time you will help your children with, whether it's driving them or helping them with their homework, listening to them. And don't go over that parameter, because in doing so, what's happening is you're investing less in yourself. So then that stops being your sadhana. Learning how to use time as a parameter is a great way to live in the world, but not be of the world. This has helped me so much to balance my diverse responsibilities, from being a parent, to being a husband, to being a brother, to being a teacher and administrator, like all of you. And how do you organize all of this? Setting up these parameters.